Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't help but think that the Mets and Yankees, and really for me last night it was more the Yankees, but you could throw the Mets in there. Obviously, they're in the same stratosphere with the payroll and all that stuff. The Yankees years ago not going hard after Freddie Freeman, never really making him an offer. Obviously falling short of Ohtani. It's not their fault. They tried for Ohtani, but I don't think the Mets and Yankees have done nearly enough. You know, the Dodgers have superstars, and they add on top of that. And with the Mets and Yankees, as we start to look ahead to the offseason, and once the World Series is officially over, we'll get more into that. It's always, well, this guy maybe that guy. It's never and that guy. And I think we got to let go of those restrictions and make sure that both these teams know that they have to go all the way in to truly compete at the level of the Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's obviously a difference between not trying and not doing. Do you think it's a lack of trying or just a lack of getting it done?
I do. I think it's a little bit of both. Yeah, the Yankees could have had Freddie Freeman. Well, I don't know if they could have had him. They could have made him an offer years ago.
Yeah.
My whole thing back then, this was 2021, 2020, whatever it was. My whole thing was, he's never leaving Atlanta. He doesn't want to leave Atlanta. The Yankees never made him an offer, and then he ends up leaving and going to the Dodgers. Now, the Ohtani thing, the Mets and Yankees both wanted Ohtani. Yamamoto, same thing. Mets and Yankees both wanted Yamamoto, and they kept upping their offer like, that to me wasn't a lack of want or effort. That was just a lack of, there's nothing you can do about it. They're going to choose the Dodgers. Okay, well, in that case, you're screwed. But that means you better go over the top for the others. Soto last year, the Yankees drew their line. It could have, like, instead of us saying, well, plan B was great, it could have been Soto plus the other guys to make the team better. Same thing with the Mets as it pertains, whether it's last year or this year. Like, I kind of took off the gas because I just wanted Soto and they got Soto. But why couldn't have been Soto and Fried or and a top pitcher? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Same thing this year. It seems like, well, it could be Bregman or Alonso. Or if they bring back Diaz, maybe they can't do... No.
Yeah.
If you're trying to win and legitimately compete with the Dodgers, the Brewers may be a nice story. You know, some of the other little engine that could teams are a nice story. That's not New York. We should have the higher expectations for the Mets.
I agree with that. Now, listen, so a couple things here. So the Angels are never going to be a threat to the Dodgers, okay? Once Cohen came with his money, now the Mets' ability to take away from the Yankees, that dynamic has shifted here. So what I don't understand, and I don't pretend to know the origin of this, but there was a point where New York Yankees were the destination for every Japanese star. And now you hear, I guess this came out with Ohtani, that the Yankees never had a chance and that he was always going to go to the Dodgers, and the Dodgers, the favorite, you know, the favorite team of the Japanese player.
The first time they had a chance, too, when he went to the Angels, but...
That's true.
Remember, the Yankees were involved in that.
I know they were. I just don't know why it's changed here, so... But it has changed. It doesn't really matter why. I guess the question is, what do the Yankees or the Mets do to change this up? Well, the first thing is, you know, there's an opportunity this winter here, Sal, to really change the course of the future. Hey, the Mets, even I don't think the Yankees will do it, but the Mets, you want Skubal? Go get him. Somebody want Kyle Tucker? Go get him. Like, it's not like this is a free agent class or a trade or potential trade class where there's B-listers. There are multiple A-listers, right? And the other thing, too, is, and I think this is going to impact both the Yankees and the Mets favorably, when we talk about 2027, the very real possibility that there's going to be an absence of baseball, to me, you got to go for it now. Because if there is no baseball in 2027, or even if it's a condensed version, then, you know, now Judge's prime is further complicated. Same with Lindor. Same with some of these players who were right in that like the middle of their prime. So I think that I think the Mets, I think, will take a big swing this winter. I do. I really do. I'm less convinced on the Yankees, but with your ultimate point, I'm with you. Like, there's no reason why there should be the Dodgers and, like, the Yankees and the Mets at the altar bowing to the Dodgers. Go and do the same damn thing.
The Ohtani.
Spend some money.
The Ohtani Yamamoto things are immensely frustrating because there was a realistic alternate timeline. Had Ohtani signed with the Yankees years ago, we could have been talking about Shohei Ohtani for the last 5 years as a Yankee and think about what he's done with the Dodgers. Imagine him doing that with the Yankees. Unfortunately, it wasn't the Yankees' fault. He didn't want them. Okay, he didn't want them when he chose the Angels, and he didn't want them again when he chose the Dodgers. Now, the second time around, the Mets would have been involved as well with Cohen's money, but he didn't want New York. He wanted them. Yamamoto, same thing. As for the other parts, that's where, to me, it gets interesting. You mentioned Skubal, or you mentioned Kyle Tucker. Yep. Do you think the Dodgers are going to just sit back and not do anything? How many times are we going to see the Dodgers? Seriously.
Fair.
They did get involved in Soto to a little bit. Now, they weren't going to go to the lengths that maybe the Mets did, and certainly Soto wasn't going to have that money deferred. I don't know all the details there, but the Dodgers were ruled out. But it's not like they had no interest in him because they were already loaded up. I would expect them to make a run at Kyle Tucker and maybe even make a run at trading for Tarek Skubal. Like, there is no end to the way the Dodgers go out there and acquire star after star after star. So why then here in New York with two of the richest owners in the sport, with the biggest city in the sport in New York, why would we make it, well, okay, they got this guy and their payroll's this, so you can't go anymore. Like, no, I'm sorry. And I don't want to be greedy, and that's why sometimes I do lay off, but the Mets should be able to re-sign Diaz, bring back Alonso, and upgrade elsewhere, whether it's Skubal, whether it's Bregman. I know that not always spending money means you're going to have success. However, the Mets specifically are in a spot where they do have to overspend to make up for lost time here, where the Yankees may be in a different position.
They do. The Mets have to close. The Mets need pitching. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. Mets need another stick or two as well. So, and the Yankees need some stuff. I just don't know. Like, and I said this before, like, you look at the timeline, whether it was Arabu, who wasn't very good, you know, Matsui, who was great, Tanaka, who was really solid. Everybody's saying that, I don't know why this has it changed, because the Dodgers simply have won and they're more appealing. See,
Yankees won the spot. You're right.
I know. I can understand for a long time. This is not me taking a knock at the Mets. It's really not. But I can understand why for a long time, like, the star Japanese player never viewed the Mets as a real destination. Number one, the Wilpons were never coughing up the money. And number two, they weren't championship viable enough. To, like, they didn't have, they weren't the Yankees, right?
You know, not only that, they weren't the brand. In Japan, that you grow up seeing the Yankees.
And the Dodgers now.
But it used to be the Yankee thing. To your point, you mentioned Tanaka, you mentioned Matsui. The Yankees were the team that would land the premier superstar from Japan.
Yeah, there was a point, Sal, and this is really your ultimate point, although you stretch it out to the Mets, which I get as well. There was a point any time, and I would just sit back there, and Yankee fans, you know I'm not alone with this. Like, so-and-so Japanese superstar about to hit the market. I'm like, all right, when are we getting him? When is he posting? Yeah. When is he coming? What position? Where is he hitting? Is he behind A-Rod? Is he after A-Rod? Is he behind this guy? Now, it just hasn't worked out that way. I don't know why. I will say this, and this is the sheer reality of one thing that nobody really wants to address or really even want to say. I'll say it, and I'm from here, like you, so it's not a knock. New York is brutal. I mean, now the traffic in
taxes
L.A.
Taxes and stuff?
Well, taxes. California is even more broken than we are. So, but the weather. Like, if you look at, and again, I'm not going to get into the taxes and this, but just a broad, like a little shot here. Taxes stink in both places. Traffic stinks in both places. So what has become more appealing for the doctor?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Dodgers versus the Yankees and now the Mets. Well, the weather and now the winning. That's it. But, like, even the Knicks, like, when you were
also the travel to Japan.
That's absolutely a big deal. Good point.
But that was always the case.
Like, true, when Arabu and Hideki and those guys, that it didn't dissuade them. Now, I don't know if this isn't why LeBron didn't come or Durant or whatever, but if you're a free agent, all right, and you want the bright lights in New York, which, by the way, you don't need anymore because Madison Avenue has been mobile for 10, 12, 15 years now. The world is no longer just in New York City, as we well know. I think that you've got to really weigh some logistical issues. Like, all right, if you want to come to the Knicks and you want to live up in Westchester, get a beautiful home by the practice facility, fantastic. Now you got to come out on the West Side Highway on game night. It's a pain in the ass. You want to become a Met and get a beautiful mansion out east? Fantastic. You could do that. Good luck getting to and from games. You want to be a Yankee? All right, go to Alpine, you know, which is an incredibly, you know, affluent CC's there, or it was. I know a lot of the Yankees that make a lot of money go to Alpine. Great. Good luck getting back and forth over the GW when you try to go to a game. So there are logistical issues. But again, I say that there's also logistical issues in L.A. where the traffic is worse. So to me, it's really more a reflection of the way the Dodgers are now perceived.
Yeah, the brand.
The brand, their forward thinking, their ability to put together these very innovative contracts with the deferments. Hey, I just said a lot there. Let me say it more succinctly. The Dodgers are better and smarter and wealthier than both the Yankees. Well, not wealthier than Cohen.
Right.
But certainly the other things apply than the Yankees and the Mets, period.
I think that's the biggest thing. The Mets it's an uphill battle. It will take years to get their brand anywhere near where the Yankees were and are, and certainly the Dodgers where they are now. But if you just go because the Mets now have the money, that's the only reason why they're in the conversation.
Yep.
If all things are equal with the Dodgers, Yankees, and Mets, the Mets are third place. Like, I know that. They could have, and that's if all things are equal. They have to spend more to get in the conversation. That's why Cohen kept going up and up.
But they didn't spend
up.
as much as we thought extra for Soto.
All right, but
I thought there'd be like $100 million Mets tax. There wasn't.
But still, they kept going up and up and up. And at some point, the Yankees just tapped out and whatever. You want to talk about the owner's suite and the box, all that stuff, whatever it may be. Yamamoto, Mets up and up and up. They know that they have to do that. That's unfortunately what they have to do because of their history in comparison to the great Yankees and now Dodgers. But if I ask you, you know, 10, 15 years ago, what was the better brand? Like, everybody wearing the Yankee hat.
There's no doubt.
Yeah. The Yankees were the national brand, the New York Yankees, coming off the dynasty run of the 90s. And now, I don't think it's any doubt, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. It's not even close.
It's the Dodgers.
You can make a case, Sal. This is going to be crazy. That the Dodgers brand is even more powerful than the most powerful brand in the NFL, which, as we know, you know, basically runs the ship in terms of, you know, sports attention. You could, was there a fly in here?
Like a moth. That can't be a good sign.
Swatting it.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. If there's a black crow that pops in, then we really got issues here. Jesus. Maybe Minko brought it with him, by the way. Did Minko bring a moth? Yeah. Minko's here. He's going to pop in later. I don't know. I think that, like, at the apex maybe of the Warriors brand a couple of years ago, that was obviously incredibly high. The Chiefs with Mahomes and the Niners back in the day, and even Dallas's brand, and the Yankees, which has been diminished a bit. You can make the case that of all the sports, the Dodgers have the number one brand. And the scary thing is, it's getting better. It's getting more powerful.
Right. Which is why, to bring it back, and we'll get back to the calls here, the Mets and Yankees, they may not feel like they want to go over the top, and they may feel like they already are doing it with the way their payrolls are. It's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, to compete with the Dodgers at the highest level, you're going to need more. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Ralph is calling from Manhattan, starting us off. What's up, Ralph?
By the way, I thought New York was the center of the universe. Boy, I'm glad you opened my eyes because, you know, I thought Manhattan was everything back in the old days.
But not as much as it used to be, Ralph. Mm.
I guess you're right, BT, unfortunately, because I liked it better that way.
But, me too.
But here's a side note before I say something. Ohtani, if there was any doubt in anybody's mind that dedication and hard work and putting in the time was not the key to success, Ohtani just proved them wrong, because this guy is phenomenal. And I'm a tough marker, and this guy is unbelievable what he does night to night. If you want to go into a baseball season, guys, with 14 teams, somewhere, about 14 teams that are actually in contention, well, we'll continue down the money road, and we'll go into oblivion, and baseball is going to go down the tubes, because if you throw enough money at your team, the Dodgers, proof in point, you throw enough money, you're going to be a contender. Now, do you throw that money smartly? Do you do it well? Do you do it with finesse? That's another story, but essentially, after all is said and done, guys, the most money wins, and that's not good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not guaranteed, Ralph, and thank you for the call, but it certainly helps, and that's why the idea of like, oh, well, look at what the Brewers are doing, or look at what the little engine that could teams are doing. Oh, the Guardians, they compete all the time, and look at their payroll. No, in the end, you'd rather be like the Dodgers every time. And by the way, they could go out there and sign Tanner Scott, as they did, and he could be totally useless, and they still overcome it. How come the Mets couldn't get in on Blake Snell? Like, we always talk about some of the other guys that were out there. Blake Snell, other teams could, and the Yankees could have had him as well. Why couldn't they go get Blake Snell? Dodgers did. They get Glasnow on top of that. They get Yamamoto, Sasaki on top of that. Obviously, Ohtani. Like, why is there
Mookie
no...
Mookie Betts, yeah, Freddie Freeman.
Why is there no end to what the Dodgers could do? And they could just continue to churn out big trades with their prospects as well. But yet here, we're hugging the prospects.
Yeah.
We're waiting for the development. We're not going all in on the free agents. We're not adding on top of, like you mentioned, Schoolbund. It seems like a perfect fit for the Mets. And even I would say, like, well, the Yankees don't need him. Well, why not? Like, would they not benefit from adding Tarik Skubal on top of already with Gerrit Cole and Max Fried? Why not? They're the Yankees, right? Go load up the way the Dodgers are.
Yeah. Well, especially with the news, you know, what came out where Don's not going to be ready for the start of the season. I think that Gerrit Cole is going to be pretty close to being Gerrit Cole, but he's not going to be ready by opening day. Clark Schmidt's going to be out until late August with the Tommy John. Yeah, I'm with you. There's a window. Go out and get him. You know, flex here. This is the time to flex, guys. He's available. Everybody knows that the Tigers aren't going to give him $500 million, whatever. There might be more, whatever the number is. And I'm not even imploring the Yankees to necessarily do that. But get rid of some of these prospects and bring him in for next year. And then from the Mets' point of view, you know, I really do think McClain could be special. And I understand, and I mean special, not good, I mean special. And I understand the pushback, like, you don't want to give up McClain for a possible rental. And I do, you know, from just baseball sensibility, I do understand that. But I even would disregard that and say, no, there's no way you can enter the year next year with Manaea.
But think about it this way.
And hoping that all these guys are back to form and healthy and the McClain. I'd give up anybody for him.
Would you give up Schwittler?
No.
Okay, but then.
Hold on. I know. It sounds like it's a contradiction.
Well, it is. Because
it's not, though, because the Yankees don't need Skubal as desperately the Mets
do. Right, but the point is, those guys, Schlittler and McClain, are the most valuable commodities in the sport. That's the most valuable asset that you could possibly have. A young pitcher with star potential is under control for years to come.
Like, I know.
I'm with you. And by the way, if Skubal, like if it were Skeens, different story. Skubal's under control for 1 year.
Yep.
So that's the only, I'm not a prospect target. You can take literally anybody else. You want Alvarez, you want Mauricio, you want Benj, you want Jet Williams, like from a Met perspective for Skubal. Literally, it's Sprout and Tong, like multiple others. You could have anybody else. McClain's the one thing. Same with Schlittler for me. Like, you could have Dominguez, you could have Spencer Jones, you could have Lombard if you want. Like, to get Skubal, you could have, those are the guys we're talking about here. I can't give up the young star pitcher that's already shown star potential that's under control for years because that's the most valuable.
All right, so let me ask you this. I get it, and I respect the philosophy, all right? But even the most battle-tested philosophies could be pushed to a limit.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, let me say that the Mets open up the checkbook and they get Kyle Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where he played, well, they'll figure that out. Okay,
yeah.
You got Soto, you got Tucker. I'll even say that they're able to bring Pete on a deal, you know, that's better than last year. Not quite as nuts as some people, 6 or 7. That's not going to happen. Basically, what I'm saying is the Mets load up for 2026. You're still not giving up those. You're not giving up McClain for that one push for the World
Series.
Because
to me, he's a number two. So, and also, you could just say that you would just go sign him next year. Like, I know what you're saying. And maybe there is a world where you can convince me if it were McClain straight up for Skubal. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not giving up anything else.
It's going to have to be more than that. That's not going to get it done. Well,
but then I'm not. Then you
just like Schlitter for Scooble straight up wouldn't get it done. Yeah. You're going to have to give up more.
But you Scooble. But the Yankees could get him and the Mets could get him too, I think, without giving up Schlitter or McClain. And by the way, the point is, it's not about whether we would do it. Like, that's a separate conversation. It's more about
going for it.
Yeah.
You're going for it.
Yeah, and going for it is not like, well, we had a nice plan B.
Correct.
Or, well, we signed Soto and now
Yeah.
No, like,
it's not, listen, guys, this is not about the Yankees or the Mets being viable or being really good. That's obviously, now the Mets have more work to do, but both teams are going to be right in the mix next year. There's no doubt about that. This is about taking a swing for the fences that really neither team has taken in a long time. I mean, don't just try to squeak one over the right field wall. Let's go top tank. Let's go. Go nuts this offseason. Yankee fans are pissed. Listen, we aired the press conference. We aired Boone and we aired Cashman. We aired it a lot. Then we took all the calls. Not a single Yankee fan was happy with the way the season ended, and rightfully so. And the way the Mets season ended, Met fans were disgusted, and rightfully so. So get in the box, dig in, and try to hit one 450. There's big names out there. Let's go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.